Welcome, everyone, to another podcast of Preventive Health and Safety. Alan Dougherty here. So glad you could be with us. And today I'm going to talk about something that's kind of interesting. It's not really a health topic or a safety topic, but it kind of is. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about scheduling, or maybe we could use another word, organizing. We live in a society that everything is just fast-paced. It causes a lot of trouble in several areas of our life. I was going to work on Friday morning, and I'm driving the speed limit like I always do. And on my way to work, I left myself plenty of time. I mean, everything just going well. I'm able to spend some time just thinking as I drive about different things while concentrating on the road. And here comes this car up behind me, just flying through, swerving in this lane, that lane, this lane, that lane. And just speeding on his way down through the interstate. Now, my thoughts first were, this guy's not doing this for sport. He's doing it because he's running late. And that happens almost every morning. You see people doing that. They wait to the last minute to go to work, and then they have to rush. Then they have to speed. Then they have to do unsafe things on the road. So the more you think about it, the more you realize that when you really spend some time scheduling and organizing your day, then you have a much better chance of getting through that day safely. You know, I mean, I realize things happen, and almost all the time there's a wreck. I go past, or it's in the other lane coming the other way, and that slows down traffic. And once you get past that section, now you don't have the amount of time that you need to get to work. And I know it's a hassle and you want to speed, but the truth of the matter is getting to work safely a little bit late is better than getting into an accident, getting killed in a heroic attempt to try to get to work on time, even though being slowed down by something going on the highway. So making that schedule, for example, I'll just use Muse for an example. Now, if I leave at a certain time in the morning from my house, by the time I get to the I-95 and 64 interchange, if I get there at a certain time, I can just go right on through. If I get there maybe 15, 20 minutes later, boom, traffic. And if I get there a half hour, 45 minutes later, I could take a picnic on the way in. I mean, that's how bad the traffic gets. So how do I schedule myself? I get up a little bit earlier. I do my morning routines. I do some reading and I do some, you know, some thinking and kind of brainstorming on some of the things that I have going on in my life right now. And then I get ready and go to work. So I get up a little bit earlier so I can get all those things in, leaving plenty of time to get there before the traffic hits. That's the advantage of scheduling. So we're going to talk about a few things. It's not just the traffic and the driving and the safety, but I mean, it does happen a lot. You should always try to schedule as much as you can. So here's another good example, and I don't know why I wasn't planning on spending a lot of time on this, but it is quite aggravating sometimes to see these people risking their lives and the lives of others because they're going so fast. And then you see wrecks all alongside of the road because someone smashed into someone else. But, you know, you have a schedule where you get off work at 5 or say 4 o'clock and you have to pick your kids up at school at 4:15 and it's a 20-minute drive. That's not going to work. You're going to rush out there as fast as you can, get in your car, drive as fast as you can to get to where you have to pick your children up. Now, I don't want you to be late for your children, but you need to sit down and do some thinking about an alternative way that those children can get picked up. Is there a chance that you could work a little bit earlier and get off a little bit earlier? Is there a chance the spouse can pick up the children? Is there something else you could work out besides risking an accident by rushing? So many times when we don't plan and we don't, you know, really organize our day, things like that can happen. We just say, oh, we'll do it. Well, I can get there and I'll do it after this and after that. But it often leads to rushing, hurrying. And we had a whole podcast on some of the things that take place when you drive and you're in a hurry. And so we're not going to rehash that right now, but think about it. I mean, you do a lot of foolish things when you're driving if you're trying to get somewhere in a big hurry. Then we think about our circadian cycle, where we talk about eating and sleeping. How many times does that get interrupted? How many times is that? I mean, we almost don't have that cycle. We don't have that ability to have a set schedule where we're able to eat properly during the day. We're able to get the amount of sleep we need to get at night. You know, that is so important. It really is, that we do these things for our health. You know, they've said there's so many things that not getting enough sleep, at least 7 hours of sleep a night. A lot of studies have shown that, you know, as far as obesity is concerned, you have about a 41% more chance of becoming obese if you don't get your proper rest at night. Not only that, the cognitive ability that you have when you're not getting sleep, or you're having sleep deprivation. They have shown that physicians that work ungodly hours and have sleep deprivation are 54 to about 80% more likely to have medical errors. And these are self-reported medical errors, by the way. And the physicians are all saying the same thing. We're not getting enough rest. We're not getting enough sleep. We're making mistakes. So it's very important to get that sleep. Our immune system refreshes. The cellular level of our body takes time to reconstruct and rebuild during the time that we're sleeping. So there's a real big advantage to that. And if we schedule things, then it helps us get that rest we need. I'll just give you an example. How many times when you were in high school or college did you wait and just have a good time the entire class and then spend night after night staying up all night, burning the midnight oil, what we called it, or pulling an all-nighter so that you could study and cram and hopefully pass that final exam? See, that's not good scheduling. Good scheduling is taking it in chunks, dividing it up, and studying all along the way, so you don't get to the place where you have to have lose an inordinate amount of sleep. It's just not right. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your health. So when we're talking about things like this, we're trying to get you to understand that a scheduled life, an organized life, can really help you get the rest that you need. How about that project you've been working on? You get these deadlines. Always give yourself some buffer room. Don't ever get to the place where you have to stay up all night and work on a project. I can remember very well many years ago that we had to have our budgets in by a certain time. And all the clinic managers were given everything they needed to do their budget. And sure enough, about 4 or 5 days before the budgets were due, something happened to the template. It got all messed up. All the information was wrong. So they shut it down. They opened it up like a day before we had to have the budget in. And a lot of us hadn't even had a chance to get started on it yet. And, you know, to stay up all night long and work on something like that, it's very hard on the body. So get that sleep. How about eating meals? Think about that for a minute. You know, our digestive system must just feel like we really hate it. You know what I mean? We abuse it so badly. It's just amazing. Sometimes we eat the first thing in the morning, and we eat a little bit here, and we snack a little bit there. Then we come home at night, and we just really eat this huge meal. And by the way, if you look at the circadian cycle, the best time to eat a big meal is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know for sure if you can talk your boss into letting you go home at 2 o'clock and having your big meal for the day and then coming back. But, you know, there are certain times of the day when you have more metabolism going and you're able to digest more food and metabolize it. And other times, not so good, especially late in the evening and late at night. And that seems to be a very popular time. They used to say that to all the white class people, you know, the white collar workers, these people that, you know, just were uppity uppities, always had late dinner. You know, it was a sign of the upper class. Well, I'm not so sure about that, but it's not good for the digestive system. We've learned that over and over again. So the truth of the matter is we've got to do some scheduling. And by the way, what happens when we don't schedule meals? Now, I'm not saying you got to sit down on Sunday and say, Monday night, meatloaf. Tuesday night, fish. Wednesday night, and go through the whole week. But I'm saying this, if you don't do some preparation, you know what's going to happen? Pizza. Fast food. Let's go out. There's all kind of things. And I've heard that. I wish I could even have counted the number of times I've heard, well, I didn't get anything out. Let's have pizza tonight, or let's go down to McDonald's, or let's order Chinese, you know, and that happens a lot. And unfortunately, it's really bad for our health. So now not only are we rushing around, and now we're adding all this bad food into our bodies. So you can see why we have a health problem today. You can see why we have all these health issues going on. We're not eating properly. We're not sleeping properly. It's just really, really hard to do. You know, other things, when you talk about scheduling things at work, you know what happens at work? The most stressful days, now listen, the most stressful days at work are those days when other things interrupt the general flow of the day. Think about that for a minute. You know, tomorrow I go to work, and I have already decided many of the things that I have to get done tomorrow. Have it all ready to go. Have my day scheduled out. I have three places I need to go tomorrow for work, and I have figured out exactly how much time I'm going to spend pretty much at each place and the things that I have to get done. So I have my schedule done, and plus I have my to-do list ready to go. But you know what? Inevitably, something happens, and it interrupts that flow. Now I'm not able to get the things done that I need to do. So then I end up having to stay later, which I really don't mind, but I still don't get some of the things done. And then the next day, the things I don't get done are added onto that schedule. And then if I have another interrupter, so you see what I'm talking about. It creates untoward stress. It really does. It creates more tension and more stress than you should have in working your job. Stress is a huge, huge risk factor in so many things. I mean, you think about the emotional issue and the emotional state you're in. You think about your digestive system. You think about your nervous system. You think about, just the added hardship it causes to your heart. I mean, think about the added work it causes and the possibility of having your blood pressure increase. People are always saying, oh man, my blood pressure must have been a 200 over 150, you know, meaning it was really a stressful day. Well, that might sound fun to say, but it's not very good. If you're running around with a blood pressure anywhere near that, you're in danger. So what I'm saying is schedule things out as much as you can. Sometimes I have people come to me and they just, you know, it's this, you have to drop everything and take care of this. And sometimes I do. Sometimes it may be emergent, but a lot of times not. I saw a manager one time had a sign on her door that said, your lack of organization does not institute an emergency on my part. In other words, I'm not going to screw my day up, change my schedule around because you didn't plan properly. So just think about those things. Work can be a really big stressor. And then, you know, even things like, okay, like, say it's date night with you and your wife, all right? Or you and your girlfriend, or you and your other half, your husband, whatever, your partner, and it's date night, and you haven't spent any time thinking about what you're going to do, so you're driving home, well, what can we do tonight? Where are we going to go? What should we do? I didn't make reservations anywhere, and it adds tension, it adds stress. Same thing with the fam. You know, you're getting the family together to do something. Hey, let's go do something. What are you going to do? I mean, well, you haven't really thought about it. So let's do that now. Let's do that now. So organizing and planning, even things like that, can be a lot less stressful and help you get through your day, your week, and your life by reducing that stress and being able to enjoy it more fully. I've got to tell you this story. One time we were planning a family day, and it actually was just towards the end of winter, and really it was a nice warm day. And so we didn't really have anything planned. And my wife said, you know what, let's go on a hike. So we went on this hike, and we got everybody together. She knew of a place that she wanted to go. We went there, and there was hardly anybody there, which was, number one, should have been something. You know, usually at the trailheads where you go, there's usually a bunch of cars parked and people on. Well, no one thought that day was going to be a good day to hike, except us. So we take off, and we go up, and everything is going okay. It's a little wet, you know. It snowed quite a bit, and it was, so all that melted, and now the water was going down, and it was muddy and stuff like that. We weren't too bit worried about that. But we got over to the other side where the sun wasn't shining and started our descent down. And you know what? That side of the mountain was a sheet of ice. I'm talking about, you could hardly even step on the path because it was just ice. It had melted and then frozen back over, and the sun hadn't hit it yet on that day because it's kind of shielded, and it was a sheet of ice. So all of us fell at least 20 times on that trip. It was just, we'd get up, we'd walk a few feet, boom, right back down again. My wife, I actually had to drag down the mountain because she fell and twisted her ankle. I didn't drag her down, but I helped her down. But she wasn't enjoying it too much. My daughter, God bless her, love her to death, and she's going to kill me if she knows I'm saying this on the air. But you know what? She fell backwards and landed on her backpack. And opened that backpack up, and she had a whole bunch of Twinkies in there, and they were all smashed. And she started crying. Of course, she was young, 19 or 20. No, I'm just kidding. She was really young. And all her Twinkies were smashed, and she started crying. Then the boys started laughing at her, and that got her mad. Now they're fighting, and they start to walk towards each other. Then they fall down on the ground. It was, you know, we didn't plan very well. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't know why I even brought that story up, but it's just an idea that if you plan ahead, you can save yourself a lot of heartaches. You know, you think about just doing this, you know, at spur of the moment. You say, hey, let's take a ride out on, get on, jump in the boat and take a ride out on the lake. Well, again, that may sound fun. You may get down there, jump in, start it up, but you might have forgot your life preservers. You might have forgot some other safety equipment. You know, did you check everything over thoroughly? You were just in a big hurry to get out there and take a quick impromptu spontaneity hit you, and there you go. But sometimes that's not good. You should always, always, always do the best you can to be as safe as you can. And a lot of times that takes some preparation. And so it's much better if things are scheduled. Same thing with working around the yard. You know, you never want to say, hey, I'm going to run out there and cut the grass real quick. You know, I know it's getting dark and the grass is kind of wet, and boom. I mean, that's prime weather. Or I'm going to go out and finish painting the house. You know I don't have the stuff I need to as far as safety equipment. I usually have a couple people over here helping me so they can spot me on the ladder, but it won't take me long. You know, things like that aren't planned, aren't scheduled, and aren't prepared for are the things that get us in the most trouble. I can almost guarantee that. And then not only that, we need to make sure that we have proper schedules for our eye exams, for our dental appointments, for our medical appointments. These things are very important. And you know, it's kind of like a habit. You start doing it, you get into the habit of doing it, and it's going to stay with you. But if you miss here and you miss there and you miss here, pretty soon you get out of the habit of making these appointments and going to these appointments. And, you know, there's some serious things that could happen to your health if you don't get checked up on a regular basis. taking medications, getting refills. I mean, another thing that scheduling is so important for. You know, people that go to work, we have a pretty big advantage because, you know, I get up in the morning, my routine's in the morning is down pat. And, you know, one of the things I do, even without thinking, is reach up and get my pill box out and take the day out and take my medication. And that's good. But sometimes people at home, they get, and by the way, on a weekend, sometime I have a little trouble. If I don't go to work, I get up in the morning and I eat, you know, eat my Cheerios and have my coffee and go sit down at my desk and start doing some things. And next thing I know, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. I said, oh man, forgot to take my medication because I'm out of that routine. So make sure you have a scheduled routine for things like that. Same thing with refills. Don't wait to the last minute. And I'm bad at this. Don't wait till the last minute to call in a refill. And some of you may have your medications on automatic refill, and that's wonderful. But those of you who don't, if you want to make sure that when you get down to a certain level, you know to call and get that done, and don't just put it off because there's some medications you just don't want to run out of. I guarantee you. I've done it before with a couple medications, and it's not safe. It's not good. And I guarantee you'll regret it. Same thing goes for exercising. You know, if you don't schedule your exercise program, chances are you're not going to be very faithful with it. And let me say this now. Things during the day that aren't scheduled in are usually the first things to go if we don't get everything done. Now, what did I say? What I'm trying to say is, if you schedule something, you're more likely to do it than just say, I'm going to exercise 3 times this week. And you don't say what days, you don't say what times. And because it's not ingrained into a schedule, there's a good chance it's going to get missed. Just like almost anything else. If you don't have it scheduled, there's a better chance that it won't get done than the things that are scheduled. So make it a part of that. Not only am I going to exercise 3 times this week, it's going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As soon as I get up in the morning, I'm getting up a half hour earlier. I'm going to exercise for 20 minutes, take my shower, cool off, and then start my day. So what I'm trying to help you understand today, and I hope I have, I'm talking to myself just as much as I'm talking to anybody else. But if you schedule your day and you put the things in there that you need to, you're going to have a much better day. If you schedule so that you don't have to hurry, if you schedule so that you can have good meals prepared, if you schedule so you can get your exercise in, if you schedule so you don't have to rush and drive 20 miles over the speed limit to get to work in the morning, if you schedule so you can have all your safety stuff lined up for any chores you might have to do, spend some time doing some scheduling, and it could save you so much in the long run. Poor scheduling and an unorganized, undisciplined life usually ends up having some areas that can affect your health and safety. So think about it. All right. This is Alan Dougherty again with Preventive Health and Safety. Hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you got a little something out of it to help you with your life. And we'll see you again next week.